Concerning the things of salvation, you don't procrastinate. When that Ethiopian man that Philip met reading the Bible, and then Philip appeared and expounded salvation to him, and suddenly they saw water. And you can never talk of salvation without speaking of water baptism. And then the man was the one that saw the water. It was not Philip. He said, "See water now. What stops me now from being baptized?" He said, "Nothing. If you believe, that's all. If you believe." Philip didn't say, "You have to join my church. Then go to Bible school. Go to baptismal class for 6 weeks or 6 months. Then we will now baptize you." That is part of the errors of the denominational system. Philip only said, "If you believe," and the man said, "I believe." In the house of the Philippian jailer, they believed that same day. In Acts chapter 19, those believers, after they met with Paul, that very day. In Acts chapter 2, 3,000 believed. That very day, they were all baptized. In Samaria, they all believed. That very day, they were baptized. It is only when the denominational cages came to cage the children of God, they begin to make it difficult for people to obey that ordinance. He said, "Go and preach to all nations. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not." Believe what? Believe all we have been saying today concerning Christ and our salvation. What he did on the cross on Calvary. Demonstrate that you believe. To come under that blood, under that covenant, is water baptism. And the first gospel that is preached to you is the gospel of the cross. That is the good news. That by way of the cross, our sins have been remitted. And that veil that separated us from God since the Garden of Eden was broken through Christ. For the Bible described him as the veil. When that veil was torn, access to the Almighty God was made through him. Now he can say, "I am the way. No man cometh to the Father except by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life." Life comes through me. Eternal life comes through me. Deliverance comes through me. Total freedom comes through me. If the Son of Man shall set you free, he shall be free indeed. And when did he set you free? In John 19 verse 30, he shouted, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. We receive our deliverance through the blood. Hallelujah. And when you come to Christ, you come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. And that blood, from that day, will begin to speak for you. Before the throne of mercy, and in the camp of the enemy. The safest place to be on earth is to be under the blood. That's the secret place of the Most High. Praise the Lord. And you say, "Yes, you baptize anything." Remember, Satan is in the business of perverting the gospel so that you would think you are saved when you are not saved. You are crossing main road and big trailer they pass. And you don't know. And then you are just going. And then you don't know, so trailer they come. Then somebody who loves you, see, say you they die. Now death they come so. Any minute from now, death. Then he will say, "Hey, Margaret Lambert, Margaret, Maggie, in the waka, see trailer they come. See trailer." He wants you to die. That's why he wants you to die. So he will say, so that they, when they talk, say, ah, you, but you then look and say, I told her, that's why the Bible said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There are people that are deceiving you, and you think they are pastors. They are pastors of Satan, ordained by Satan himself, to drag people to hell, to make you believe you are saved, when you know nothing about salvation. And we know that you are a seed of God. And so we have to scream it for you to hear it. And thank God he gave us a platform that the whole world can hear us also. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. All Trinitarian churches. But if your church believes in three persons in one God, the doctrine of Trinity, they baptize in their triune doctrine revelation. They believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And it is wrong. And therefore, when they see Matthew 28 verse 19, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then it confirms their error of three persons in one God. They take you inside the water. And then, after spending so many weeks or months in baptismal class, some of you repeated, reach three times. How many? How many? They fail you, reach three times. One. How many again? They fail you, reach. How many times they fail? How many times they fail you? How many times they fail you? They fail you. Eh? Eh?
Two times.
You fail two times. Who fail again? Who fail again? You don't go back baptismal school. How many you fail?
Two times. Two.
You fail two times. Who again? Eh? Who again? You fail. And as long as you fail, they will not baptize you. You see? And after that evil, what did you fail? You failed the error they were teaching you. And those of you who thought you passed, be very sincere with yourself. On the standard of the Bible, did you fail or pass in that denomination when they went to baptize you? How many people now that you know the truth, how many of you failed by the Bible standard? You failed, now that's why you rebaptize now. Eh? By your denominational standard, you passed. But when you came to the standard of the Bible, you discover you failed. You baptized wrongly. That's why you came and corrected it. How many people corrected their water baptism? Oh, wave it. Please, let the whole world see these hands. Let the whole world see these hands. Uh-huh. You corrected it after you had. Almost everybody here, put down your hands. Praise the Lord. If you baptize in this, if you are baptized, but it was not in this ministry, you are sitting down here. Can I see your hand up? If you baptize, you did water baptism. Can you stand up, please? Let me just see you. Stand up, sister. Let me see your face. You baptize. You have baptized. It's not compulsory that you must baptize in this church. The emphasis is correct water baptism. That's all. But I want to know where you baptize. And if I know where you baptize, I will tell you whether you baptize there correctly or not. Eh? Sister, let me. Sister, where did you baptize?
In Assemblies of God.
Now, if there's anybody standing, you baptize in Assemblies of God, they baptize wrongly. Sit down, sister. Is it your first time of coming here, my sister? Eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't mean to offend you. You don't hear me preach before?
No, sir.
Oh, I've been talking small. I didn't know you were here. Eh? No, no vex. Eh? Eh? Now, for assembly, now they burn this one too. Now, your sister be that. In Papa, her Papa, now pastor for Assemblies of God. Now, they are in Bonham. So, now them bring Assemblies of God, go in village. But make I just tell you gently, Assemblies of God baptizes wrong. Very wrong. In fact, very, very wrong. One of you, sit down.
In overcomers Christian mission.
Wrong baptism. You go. Eh?
Catholic.
You see, everybody is clapping hand for you. Clap hard now for them, for Catholic. They are the ones that started wrong baptism and introduced it to all their daughters. Wait again. Wrong baptism, Catholic. Please, if you are standing and you are from any of these churches, no need to just sit down now. Yes?
From Power in the World.
I don't know that church. I don't know how they baptize. But sit down. Wait again. Shout your own. Apostolic.
The Apostolic Church.
The Apostolic Church. Wrong baptism. You go. The same. Wrong baptism. Sorry. Is it your first time coming? Your first time? What of you, sister?
From Redeem. Your first time? Of God.
Okay.
From Redeem.
You are from Redeem. Redeem baptizes very, very wrongly. Yes?
From Christ Ascension.
I don't know them.
CSC.
If I just talk, say, see, Christ Apostolic Church, Abby. Christ Apostolic Church.
CAC.
Now, Christ Apostolic.
Christ Ascension Church.
I don't know them, but I know there is one Christ Apostolic Church. Okay, maybe it's different from Christ Ascension. But CAC, the CAC I know baptizes wrongly. Yes?
The Anglican Church.
Anglican Church baptizes like Catholic, the same way. They are all wrong. Let me hear from the brothers. Any microphone that side?
I baptize as Roca Christian Assembly.
Where?
Roca Christian Assembly.
Oh, yeah, that is at the Butemeta.
Yes.
No, they baptize. They are what part of us now? What I preach is what they preach there. Yes? I mean concerning water baptism. There are other things, what they preach and what will not they preach here.
From assemblies.
Assemblies. Assemblies. You know, hear what I talk. I mean, your whole assembly now, bright. Yes? Which one? Yes?
I baptize in UIN Church.
Equa.
UIN. UIN Church.
UAN.
UIN Church.
UIN.
UIN Church.
I don't know them. UN, the United Nations.
No.
I don't know. I don't know about the church. I've not heard about it. I've not heard. God bless you. Sit down. So I don't know how. I can only say the one I know. Yes?
From Brotherhood of the Cross and Star.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you still a member of Brotherhood?
No.
Eh?
No, no, sir. I am not. I'm a pastor. And
you are?
I'm a pastor.
Pastor.
I'm from Ghana, yes.
Pastor?
I'm from Ghana. I'm a pastor.
You are from Ghana?
Yes.
A pastor in Brotherhood?
No. I wasn't. I didn't answer the call when I was baptized in Brotherhood and Cross and Star.
So after you...
After
why did you leave the Brotherhood?
Because I discovered everything is totally wrong. Everything.
Everything.
And I was at the mountain when I saw you preaching.
You saw me on the mountain?
Yes, I saw you preaching. And I went to visit a pastor friend. And he was also watching Bright TV. And from that day on...
You saw me on the mountain
yes,
by revelation?
I was praying, yes, by revelation.
Okay, like a vision, you saw me preaching.
Yes.
And you didn't know who this man was.
I didn't know who the man was.
And then when you came down to town?
Yes.
You saw?
I went to visit a friend, pastor.
And then you saw me?
And I saw the same man preaching. Uh-huh. And the man was jumping up. And I said, what are you doing? He said, come and listen. And when I listened, and that was truth.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
And from that day,
Hallelujah.
In fact,
yes,
I sent a lot of text message to you that I wanted to come for baptism, even when you were coming to Aplao,
Ghana.
Yes, I wanted to come, but I was unfortunate; I did not make it. So when I went to study Matthew 28,
yes,
and I find out that this is true,
the truth,
and it was pure. Oh. I went to Matthew 28. I went to John when Jesus said, "I came in my Father's name." I went to John when Jesus said the Holy Ghost will come in his name. Hallelujah. Everything was true.
Hallelujah.
And from that day, I don't sleep without bright TV.
Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As with victory is ours, who we are chained down in that fire. To be a soldier, and we are responding to our God's original, whose original life, God's attributes we are manifesting to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the Lord's prophets. What we are raised up for, pray the Lord, for the original life. Hallelujah. He said he went to visit his friend. Which town was that? Is it in Ghana or in Nigeria? Ghana. In Ghana. And he said he saw him and he was watching the bright TV and he was jumping up. When the sermon was going on, he was jumping. He was eating the eagle's food. Hallelujah. Commander, the master calleth.
Commander,
you may be Sir Jesus, table all the time.
He will fail.
Turn the water into wine.
To the hungry call it down.
Commander, oh,
Commander, the master call it. Commander,
you may be
Sir Jesus,
table all the time.
You fed
a multitude. Turn the water. If you are sincere, if you see the truth, you will acknowledge it. The problem with people is that they are not sincere. Because it is not God they are looking for. They are just looking for a religion to belong. No matter how you speak, they will be sincere. I receive text messages, then they abuse me, tire every day. You, this man, you talk salvation, criticize. It's only you are a devil. I know, say I don't talk something where I expose and be that. Hallelujah. Truth is truth. Go and baptize. Where are assemblies of God here? Who come? Are you? No, sister. No. No, he said, go and baptize in the name of the Father. And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It simply means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. Why is it difficult for your GOs? Praise the Lord. Listen, go and baptize. That's where assemblies got it wrong. That is where all of them get it wrong. Apart from Anglican and Catholic. Anglican and Catholic, they baptize even infant baptism, and then they sprinkle water, and it has nothing to do with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. It's lack of understanding of what happened on the cross on Calvary. But those who are close to it now, like Assemblies of God, and Redeem, and what do you call it, Deeper Life, and the rest, they give a wrong, they misunderstand the commandment in Matthew 28, verse 19. Go and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, because there is one name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't know it, but you can read the New Testament, you don't see any baptism that was repeated, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Every baptism in the New Testament after that commandment was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. That simply means that name Jesus is the name of the Father, is the name of the Son, is the name of the Holy Ghost. And there are scriptures that say so. Correct water baptism is to go inside the water after you have repented. If you don't repent and you enter the water, you are only going to swim. That's all. Now swim, you go swim. It has nothing to do with the cross. Because you must first repent. Then you are brought to the water. I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. They put you inside that water. They bring you out. You have now baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Is that clear to you? You are hearing it for the first time.
Yes,
so let me allow you time to think over it. Praise the Lord. Any other way? Sorry, I think I've finished with you. Why do you stand? You want to ask something? Give him microphone, yes?
And I also want to add, I spent 4 years as a Bible student.
Under Ulumba, Ulumba?
No.
Okay.
This is the Bible school.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that I never discovered this until I started watching, until I saw you on Bright TV. I have a diploma in discipleship. I have a diploma in evangelism. And I also have a degree in mission. And I'm surprised that when I start listening to you, and I went back to search the scripture, believe me, from that day onward, I knew that something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
And I have always, from that day, I believe, if you go over there now, we have meeting today. But Bright TV will be on while the prayer is going on.
In your church?
Yes, in my mission at Over the Region. Because when I discovered Bright TV, I knew that this man has something to say.
We have something. And what we have is the end time message. Ask your neighbor, are you in the message? Ask your neighbor, are you in the message? Now, the truth is this. Allow me to make a comment on that. The truth is this. You went to Bible school. You went to Bible college. You got this degree. You got that degree. You got this degree. You got this degree. The truth is that there is nowhere in the Bible that gives us a foundation to have Bible school, Bible college as a prerequisite for ministry.
That's right.
Give him a microphone. We're talking with him.
That's right, sir.
There is nowhere in the Bible.
That's right.
Now, you will discover that the reason they send you to the Bible to the Bible school is for indoctrination. It is raised up to promote, indoctrinate you and promote their own doctrines. But remember, to even let you know that God has no hand in it, you paid school fees, correct?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. You paid the school fees. Which school did Peter attend? Which school did Paul attend? Paul attended the school of Gamaliel. But when he met with Christ, What did he say? He packed all those degrees and called them dung, shit, excreta, threw them away. For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. When God calls you into the ministry, especially the leadership offices of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, he does not send you to any school of theology. When God calls you, he anoints you for the work he has called you to do. And who taught Peter? Who taught Peter? Who was the teacher of Peter?
Shall I say Jesus?
Jesus was the teacher of all the apostles.
Yes.
And he called them by himself.
He called them by himself.
Now the truth is, many of you are called by your denomination. And if it is your denomination that call you, then they will teach you what you should do in line with their denomination. Have you not observed that if you go and go to theology of deeper life, you cannot use his theology certificate and work in redeem?
That's right.
You cannot use the theology of redeem and also work in deeper life?
That's right.
When you come to deeper life, you will drop that of winners and enter their own, correct?
That's right.
Because each one of them have things they believe, contrary to each other. So they have to indoctrinate you. But there is only one teacher. Glory! Hallelujah. And that teacher is the Holy Ghost. He said he will lead you to all truth. He will teach you. Hallelujah. And that is the same teacher that is teaching me now. Because he called me.
I believe.
You believe?
I believe.
But listen. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about Second Corinthians chapter 11. He speaks, Apostle Paul spoke about that there is another gospel. And that there is another spirit. And there is another Jesus. Which Jesus are you preaching? Which spirit is leading you and teaching you? Which gospel are you teaching? How you will know, hallelujah, is in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, if 7 and 8 and 9, if any man preaches or teaches any other thing contrary to what the apostles have taught, let that person be accursed. The Bible therefore becomes our standard to judge anything anybody is saying. So when I say Assemblies of God is wrong in water baptism, I have Bible for it. I am not speaking by theology. I'm speaking by a revelation of the scriptures, the written scriptures. Hallelujah. And we are not supposed to teach anything contrary. That is why when the Bible says, I permit not a woman to teach to usurp authority, the Bible does not permit a woman to be a pastor, a bishop, a preacher, where there are men. So, when I say no, no matter how anointed you are, woman pastor, the Bible, you are doing contrary to the perfect will of God. I am speaking from the Bible. It is not about gender equality and whatever. What a man can do, a woman can do. Praise the Lord. It's not everything a man can do that a woman can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A woman cannot pregnant another woman. It's not everything a man can do that a woman can do. Am I correct? Nothing about gender equality. Man a man, woman a woman. There is no equality. The Bible does not make us equal. The Bible makes a man. higher in authority. Well, I'm just saying this. There are so many scriptures I can quote for you. But I thank God that I will also give you a book. The Exposition of the Seven Church Ages, written by William Branham. I'll look for a copy and give you. By the time you finish reading that, you will have no reason to have anything to do with any denominational system. Yes.
I arrived today just to be baptized.
You came today to be baptized?
Yeah, just today, Pastor Timothy.
See, the Holy Ghost is leading us here. Let me not waste your time. You are number one. Stand there. Who else? Who else want to be baptized now? Number two, or your joy. Number two, or your joy. Stand there. Ah, Papa, you are number one. Okay, Papa, you are number one. Daddy, you are number one. He's up. Stand there. Who again? Who again? I am one of them.
I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
One of them.
How many more? How many more?
I am one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are on aflame
with the fire that fell on Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean.
It is burning now within my heart of glory to His name.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
Oh, one of them.
Are you?
I am one of them.
Hallelujah. I didn't go to Bible school. I am ordinary brother. But though these people may not learn it,
no boast of what with them, they have so
received the Pentecost,
baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm telling them, but far away, His love is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Oh, one of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
My prayer is that as you will enter that water, every problem that follow you inside that water, it will not come out with you in the name of Jesus. This is how God will prove to you that the decision you took is backing it up. That it is the truth. As you enter that water and come out according to the law of salvation, every sin you have ever committed from the day you were born till that time you enter that water and come out is remitted. And that is the doctrine of justification. And you stand before God as if you have never sinned before, and He will give you the Holy Ghost. And He will give you the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, confirm the power in that ordinance that by yourself you instituted for the church. They are before you, Lord. I have a living testimony from that day. My life has not been the same. May that also be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
Jesus, may you reign. Bless you.